Milk, I like it.
With cream.
All right. And let's use the word milk. It's essential. Yeah. I like it.
With milk.
And then the other way would be?
Like black.
Or with?
Sugar.
Yeah, but let's say, let's just use a form of with here.
Like it with cream and sugar?
Or with?
With milk and sugar?
You don't, so you don't want it.
Yeah, let's see, I want.
You could say black, but
yeah,
you, another way you could
what,
say
without?
That. Yeah.
Without you, milk?
You, right. He wasn't walking away from me, he was coming.
Toward me.
You met a friend you hadn't seen for a long time, and you might come home and tell someone, guess who I ran
into.
All right. And they gave the child the same name as the uncle, and they named the child.
After his uncle.
Alright, and a four-legged animal that barks is a...
Dog.
How would you call a dog to attack another dog?
What, kill? Jump?
Kill.
I don't know.
No, I was thinking of sick him or something like that. Nothing so severe. You had some fierce dogs that kill. What would you call a dog of mixed breed?
Just a mixture.
Alright. And you ever use a term like cur or feist or mongrel? Or
maybe a mutt, something like that.
All right. And he was what by a dog?
Bitten.
All right. And the animal, the principal milk-giving animal is a...
Is a cow.
And the male is a...
Bull.
Did you ever hear any terms used, the farmers, for instance, don't want to use the word bull in front of women?
Hmm.
They may have euphemisms for that. Never heard that. If you had two... what kind of animals they used to use to pull plows?
What, oxen?
Yeah, or a little more recently.
Mules, something like that.
All right. Now, if you had two of them, you'd say, I have a what of mules?
A pair of mules.
All right. And a young cow is called a...
Calf.
And if a cow is going to give birth to a calf, you'd say, Daisy is going to...
Give birth, what? You think of what, fodder or something like that?
Well, I was thinking something like either spring or come fresh or freshen or come in or drop a calf, find a calf, have a calf, anything.
Just have a calf.
All right. And a male, the riding animal is a...
Is a horse.
The plural.
Horses.
The male is a...
A stallion.
And a...
Female.
Female.
Mare.
All right. Do you ever hear a stallion called anything else?
Let me think. I can't think. I've heard several names. I can't think
of them. Talking about horses, you'd say, I like to...
Ride?
Yesterday I...
Rode.
And I have...
Ridden.
All right. And a boy, but he's never been on a horse before. Yesterday he got up on that horse and he fell...
Off.
All right. And a little boy was in bed and he had a nightmare. He was tossing and turning and you say he fell...
Out of bed.
All right. And a game you play, you pitch these things.
What, horseshoes?
Yeah. And a horse wears them, you could say his feet or his...
Hoofs.
What's the singular?
Hoof.
Alright. Do you know any other games that are similar to horseshoes? You throw things at a stake.
At a stake? No. I'm thinking of shuffleboard, which...
Yeah. No, I'm thinking more of a kind of a, like a ring toss game.
Yeah, something
like that.
Like that.
What's a male sheep called?
Male sheep. I don't, what, a ram?
Alright, then what about a female?
I can't think of it offhand.
What the stuff on a sheep's back is called?
Fleece, wool.
Yeah, and the animal that you get pork from?
Is a pig.
And the big ones are called?
Hogs.
And the male is a?
I would say a hog, I don't know.
Well, would you ever use the term, you use the term hog for males?
No, I forget what it's called, I don't know.
Well, would you use a term like boar, or boar hog, or a boar, or a male hog, or seed hog, or breeding hog, or stock hog, any of those sound familiar at all?